Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. Happy New Year. It's a beautiful 2020, and I want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you every Sunday with this little show. We bring on one of our members to talk about what they're doing. We try to stress why it's important to keep your money local and all the wonderful things happening in Carroll. So this show, we're going to talk about how you can keep lots of money local. Actually, how you can bring federal money from Washington, D.C. into local Carroll. We're talking about the U.S. Census. This is the year. It happens every 10 years, and I've got three people here to help me to make you understand that when it's time to fill this thing out, you better do it, okay? Because this is your chance to bring some serious money into Carroll to help out with all kinds of the programs that are important. So I have with me right now, I have Ms. Linda Eisenberg, Director of Planning for Carroll County. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me here today.
Great to have you here. I also have Mr. Jim Hillman, Carroll County Veteran Services Program. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you. And I have Mr. Don Rao, who's the Executive Director from the ARC Carroll County. Hi, Don.
Good morning, Mike.
So I can't believe I got three powerhouses here all at once, and we're here to talk to you people about the census. So let's dive right into it. Linda, let me go to you. What is the census?
The census is simply counting Carroll County residents.
And why do we do that? I mean, it's like every 10 years, right?
Yes, it's every 10 years on the decade. And we do it so we can return money back to Carroll County. $675 billion of federal funds are redistributed based on how many people are in each jurisdiction.
That's very, very cool. So when we talk about the actual census, it's not just for Carroll. We're here to talk to people in Carroll. This is across the entire U.S., right?
Yes, every territory in the United States is being counted.
That's right. And I don't know if anybody out there has done what I've done recently, and that's to take part in Ancestry.com when you can find all your ancestors. But I found it pretty cool when you go back in time and you look at how your grandfather used to live at whatever house, and people used to go door to door to have, you know, to basically find out who lived where and how many people were in an area. But they don't so much go door to door anymore, right?
No. So this time the census is going to be completely online. There will be some paper ballots that will go out, but for the most part, it's going to be an online census. This is much different than it's ever been in the past.
It sounds pretty easy. Okay, so let's go over when it starts, because this is important, okay? People can start to fill this out, or the official start date is April 1st, right?
Correct.
And it goes until the end of July.
Correct.
But people, if you go online, can do it even sooner than that, right?
So starting March 12th, invitations will be sent to households to be able to take the census online.
Okay. So I just want to go back and kind of like look at this again. This is something, I mean, it's obviously one thing to keep your money local and go to the store and spend $100, right? This is a way that by taking, how long was this, how long will this take the average person to fill out online?
It's about 9 questions, and it'll take about 5 to 6 minutes per household to take this online.
Okay, and let's go over again, because people sometimes hear things and it sounds too good to be true. If I've got 4 kids and a wife, and I'm filling this thing out online, there are 6 of us, and it takes me like 10 minutes, I'm bringing in about $120,000 to Carroll over the next 10 years.
Yep, that's
correct. For doing nothing more than taking 9 minutes of my time.
That is correct.
So if people don't do this, they're just not thinking straight, right? They're being foolish, or they don't understand it. And that's why we're here. We want to make sure they understand why it's important and where some of these funds go. So maybe we've got Don and we've got Jim here. Where do some of the funds go? I mean, when folks fill this out. Jim, how about you? Because there's definitely people out there that don't always get to fill this out, and we kind of overlook them, and they don't count, yep. But they do count.
So that is true, Mike. One of the undercounted populations is the veterans in our nation, and there's some 14,000 veterans in Carroll County.
Wow.
About 50% of them, probably more than 50% of them, are over age 65. The funds that the VA has available to provide for support to veterans is based on the census.
Oh, wow.
So it's very important that that veterans, in particular, everyone, but the veterans certainly, need to fill out that census so that we get our fair share of federal funding.
And this year, there's more of a focus on that, right?
This year, because veterans are such an undercounted group, there's a national focus on counting veterans.
Okay, great. And Don, you run a very well-known, very amazing nonprofit in this area. We have a lot of them here in the area. Why is this important to folks like you and organizations like yours?
Well, Mike, most of our funds are Medicaid dollars. And so, you know, it's really important that people fill out that census so that we can, as Linda said, get our fair share. I mean, that really helps us to drive the services and pay for those services that people get. One other thing I just wanted to mention too, you know, one of the amazing things about Carroll is we have this committee that is focused. It's made up of about, 20, 30 people here in Carroll County.
I think I'm on that committee.
You're on that committee, Mike.
Have I made it to any of the meetings yet? I think I have.
But they're all focused on, you know, trying to get those underserved populations, trying to get the word out. And, you know, I got to say too, just a plug for Carroll County, you know, in 2010, we were the highest ranking county in the state and probably one of the higher ones in the nation for our response rate. So we certainly want to keep that.
Do any of us know what that rate was?
Yeah, so it was 83% in 2010.
So let's look at that, okay? 83%. That's impressive, right? And we're one of the best, or we're the best, but it's still kind of woefully deficient from where we'd like to be. I mean, wouldn't it be great to be 100%? How much more would we get that would come into Carroll that we could use for the veterans and for the schools and for the roads and all that? So it's our job to get out there and let people know $18,500 a person for 9 minutes of your time. That ain't bad.
No, it's not a bad return on your investment
at all. No, not
at all.
Especially for people who always talk about local. You know, people that complain maybe about, well, schools, we had to close the school, or we had to do this, or we had to do that. This is your chance to do something about that. And the more kids that, so, okay, how about when we're filling this out? This is a question that I thought. When we're filling this out in April, if someone just had like a newborn this year, that counts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually been another historically undercounted group, is that 0 to 5 year range.
Yeah.
So we really want to target new parents.
The babies. They're expensive.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of programs that go to families, such as the SNAP Supplemental Nutritional Program and other programs for young families to that money from the census goes toward. I also want to make a point, too, that this census is really easy and it's safe, even though it's online. I think that's a good point to stress, that the government's doing everything they can to secure the census, and they're really asking some pretty benign questions. Not a lot of personal information is being asked.
What are some of the questions that we're going to see?
A lot of the questions are very just who's living where,
okay,
and when they are residing there. So it's basically the number of people living or staying at that home as of April 1st. So if you're a college student, you're not going to be counted at your home. You're going to be counted by your university.
Okay.
Whether the home is owned or not, the age, the sex, the birth, the race of each person in that home. Those are the basic questions that will be asked.
Immigration status. I know there was a lot of talk about that. Is that something that's going to be asked?
No, immigration status will not be asked.
Okay, good.
And things like Social Security number are not going to be asked. So it's not only what's going to be asked, it's what's not going to be asked that people need to be aware of.
You know,
too.
Don, that's a really good point, because I think to myself now, I get so many spam calls to me for all kinds of things, that I get calls saying, your Social Security number is going to be voided if you don't call this number immediately. I would imagine that people out there who want to kind of rip folks off are probably drooling about the fact that this is something that they can take advantage of. So some of the things that might make the average person know this is a scam person trying to get information using this as like a guise, is they're not going to ask for your Social Security number.
Or bank information, or any of that personal information that, if, you know, that identifies you in some way, you
okay.
know, that's not going to be asked. So, you know, people need to be aware of that. The questions, as I said, you know, they're easy to fill out. They're easy to answer. People shouldn't be worried about that. So if you do get an email that has that, then yeah, be aware.
Just like delete it and whatever.
If well, and Don, you should not be getting an email
okay.
at all.
Oh, no right, emails.
Right. No emails.
And no phone calls.
No phone calls.
So somebody
unless
calls
it's a
you
follow-up.
Up about this, unless it's your, like, if it's a friend saying fill out the census, you can talk to them, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, listen, we've got a little bit more time. Just, you've now just tuned in. We're talking about the U.S. Census. Every 10 years it comes around, and it's coming around this year. April 1 is the day, and you can fill it out till the end of July. And I've got here with me, and we are going over this with Ms. Linda Eisenberg, who's Director of Planning for Carroll County. with Mr. Jim Hillman, who's Carroll County Veteran Services Program, and Mr. Don Rao, who's Executive Director of ARC Carroll County. So let's talk a little bit about people that are not internet savvy. In this day and age, you still find people that don't have an email, that don't know how to even get online. For those people, we've got some backup plans, right? I mean, Linda, don't we have some ways that they can get some help to fill this out?
Yes. So, Carol, we have a lot of resources that we are making available to people that do not have internet access and those that aren't comfortable with the internet environment. So each of our senior centers and our libraries will have trained volunteers to help guide people to the census at kiosks and computers at those locations, as well as a lot of our county service providers will also have mobile units available to take the census. And I also want to give a plug in too that the Seniors on the Go Expo, that's April 15th of 2020, during this prime census time, we'll have stations available and people there to help you with the census.
That's excellent. I did want to ask something, but let me go to this one first. No one's going to come to our homes, right?
Not initially.
Okay.
Not initially, but after...
Later on?
Yes. After five different mailings that come to your home, if you have not taken the census, you will get a door knocker. But they'll notify you prior to coming out.
Okay.
So they just won't show up
they
randomly.
They won't just show up. All right. So let's go over again. How are people going to be notified that it's time to fill out the actual census? Just kind of maybe walk me through one more time when they might expect to get like a letter or whatever in the mail or how the county's going to do it. I mean, we're trying to do it right here with this show.
Yeah, absolutely. So the county's not going to be mailing anything directly to residents, but the Census Bureau will. So be expecting something in your mail between between March 12th and the 20th. And then you'll be sent a reminder mail about weekly from March 16th through the 24th, and then March 26th through April 3rd, finally wrapping it up with the week of the 8th through the 16th and the 20th through the 27th. And each different touch point, if you have not taken the census, you'll continue to get reminders to take the census.
Okay. And then when we figure out that we've got like 95% of our folks that have done it, because that's what we're going to shoot for at least, when do we find out from the actual government when that funding increase is going to take place? I mean, you know, if we do it this year, when does the actual funding based off of the numbers start? Is it next year? Is it a couple years later?
So it takes some time to put the numbers together. So the census count ends July 31st of 2020, and the actual numbers need to be to the president's desk for his signature on December 31st of 2020.
Oh, okay.
So numbers and information is really not distributed until the first quarter of 2021.
Gotcha. All right, Jim, one more thing again, for the vets. I mean, what can we do to help them to know that this is coming? I mean, everybody knows vets out there, but what's being done to kind of make them aware?
So there is a veterans, the Carroll County is putting together a veterans workshop that will help inform the public about the census and the importance for veterans to get to the point where they're being counted.
Okay.
We're also reaching out through the Veterans Services Organization, the VFW, the DAV, and of course at our offices there in Carroll County in the Veterans Services Program.
Great.
We're informing veterans as they come in to make sure they know about the census and the importance of being counted.
Awesome. We're almost out of time. Is there a website where people can go to get this information? And Linda, I bet you've got something handy there because I see a nice colorful flyer.
I do. And yes, we do. So Carol has developed a really in-depth website for the census. And we also have some really great snippets of stories from residents in Carroll County that actually use programs that come from census dollars. But our census website is census.carrollcountymd.gov.
Wonderful. Could you give that one more time?
Absolutely. census.carrollcountymd.gov.
Thanks. We're out of time. I appreciate you guys being here with me. And I'd like to ask you maybe to come back and we could do a show the end of March when we're right ready to go with this thing. Would that be cool?
That'd be great.
Happy to do that.
Thank you so much for being with me today on the show. All right. So if you missed this show, go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. We'll have it up on the website tomorrow. It'll also be on our Facebook page. You can also find on our website all of our members. Keep your money local. Make that a wonderful New Year's resolution for this year. And all of our events are on our calendar, all of our members. Again, carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. Or if you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Julia Nova's Italian and Grocery. We're right next door at 9 East Main Street. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Do something special today with family or friends, and God bless.